founder of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola, and RBN is struggling financially and is conducting a pledge drive, so I hope that you will help. Just call 800-724-2719 or support RBN by buying something from the RBN website. Naperville Smart Meters Group is demonstrating against the local city officials. They will be doing that this Sunday, April 15th, from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at Naperville's Municipal Center. That's at 400 South Eagle Street. Well, this is a local situation. This is a good group to support, because basically they are laying the foundation for how the rest of us need to respond when our local authorities try to impose these smart meters on us. So if you believe in your right to protect your family and home and keep a class 2B carcinogen off of your home, maintain your personal property rights, maintain privacy in your own home, then you need to get involved with the smart meter issue. So if you're local, join that group on this Sunday. And I do have a page linked with all of the details on today's date on my website, on the radio schedule page. Our guest is Keith Johnson. His website is revoltoftheplebs.wordpress.com. Go to that website, and on the right-hand side, you will see where you can subscribe to get notification of every article that he writes. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to get something every day. It means you're going to get something, maybe once a week, Keith?
Sometimes more than that, sometimes less. All depends on what else I'm doing. I also write for American Free Press. I do one article a week there, at least one article a week, and I have other things I have to do to make money, so sometimes that gets in the way of me sitting down and putting things together. This one here is the first article I posted in probably a couple weeks, because I did a lot of research, and this is a little bit, quite an exhaustive read, a little bit more than I usually undertake. I usually write articles about less than 1,000 words, but this is in excess of 3,000. So, but I think it flows kind of nicely. Looking back, maybe I should have put it under different headings, but I think it flows quite nicely.
Oh, I love it. I thought it was great. It does. It flows very well, and you've included so many things that we need to be thinking about, particularly
and I haven't even scratched the surface. That's the thing, you know. But I knew I had to stop somewhere.
Sure,
but you've scratched the surface. It's just a minor issue too. It's just it really deals with the demographics of the United States, and particularly how it relates to the Hispanic community. But I try to put some background on where we're going.
Right.
But, I'm sorry I interrupted you.
That's okay. It's hard when we both want to talk at the same time and we both have important things to say. But really, it does impact what is going on in the Middle East impacts us in so many ways. It impacts us with the immigration issue. It impacts us economically in so many ways. I mean, this isn't just about Israel. This is about the whole world. And their control over it.
Yeah, I mean, we could sit back and look and say, well, that's, you know, thousands of miles away. How does that affect me here? But when you understand what Israel's intention is, I mean, it didn't move to Palestine. I mean, it's just to live in that one particular area. I mean, imagine that the Jews would just move to a bad neighborhood and stay there. No, they're looking at Israel and the Middle East as a fixer-upper. They went there, and it's a long, drawn-out plan, and what's going on, like I said, is part of their expansion plans to create a greater Israel. And if people don't know what a greater Israel is, just go to images on your Google account and put in greater Israel, and it'll give you a map of what that region is, what they want to reclaim as their gift from God, their Jewish homeland.
All righty, we're going to another break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Keith Johnson. His website is revoltofthepleb.wordpress.com, and we do have some callers lined up. Did you want to finish some comments? I don't want to break into
well,
one thought.
Let's finish up this one thought. I'm going along the same narrative of looking into the future of what's going to happen in the Middle East, how it's going to impact the United States and Europe. If Israel has the opportunity to expand its borders in the wake of a cataclysmic war that's going to leave all of the nations that participated in this war battered and bruised, all of their resources wiped up. It's going to make it very easy for them to move in, expand their borders, and it's very naive to think that they're not going to execute the same ethnic cleansing policy on people in that region as they have in Palestine. Now, if we use Palestine as a model where they have relocated 80% of the Palestinian population. Imagine if we were to use that same equation in this area, where there could be potentially, 2 million people. Imagine 80% of those people having to move from what is now considered Greater Israel. Of course, they're going to leave a few there because, like I said in my article, they're going to need.
They're going to need people to carry their
golf clubs and be card dealers at their blackjack tables and other menial jobs. But where are these other people going to go? We're talking potentially 100 million displaced Arabs and Africans and Persians. Where are they going to go? They're going to deposit them here in the United States, and they're going to deposit them in Europe. And that's why we see this
I really, really liked what you said. You said, and they'll still need strippers to entertain rabbis in Damascus.
Well, yeah, I did. But there was a report or an article that I read somewhere where Israeli men visit prostitutes, including rabbis, 1 million times a month in Israel. This little small nation the size of New Jersey, where prostitution is right out in the open, and they get these women from the Ukraine. They get them from a lot of these European nations that have been destroyed after the fall of the Soviet Union. A lot of these countries have just, you know, degenerated into third world cesspits, and they get these nice shiksas, as they call them, you know, Gentile women, who they export over into Israel to become prostitutes. So,
You know, we have quite a heavy sex trafficking operation in this country also.
Almost definitely, yeah. Definitely. And a lot of it goes unreported. You know, a lot of, these women that end up missing.
Yes.
You know, these blonde-haired, blue-eyed girls, you never hear where they went, you know, and I think that a lot of them have entered into the sex trade and have been transferred overseas.
Yes, I agree with you, and they do a lot of this out of Las Vegas. I had a guest on last week, Glendine Grant, and I've had her on three or four times, and her daughter's been missing for 6 years, and she was blue-eyed, blonde, lovely girl. And then you also have Holly Bobo from Tennessee, that wonderful, beautiful girl.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame. It's a terrible thing. All righty. So should we take some calls here?
Sure, let's go ahead.
All righty, let's take Shelley in Texas. Shelley, welcome to the program.
Deanna and Keith, hello.
Hi.
Hello, Shelley.
Oh, I'm surprised I'm number one. Very interesting conversation about the immigration and the effects of a total war for greater Israel in the Middle East. Let's see, you had mentioned where the motion pictures about Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Germany, et cetera, or anything pertaining to World War II. Where are these films? I just read yesterday, and this was just a complete shock to me. I'd never heard of it. I imagine Deanna has studied it, but I'm not sure. What was the greatest maritime disaster of history? Deanna, do you know?
There were several. The one that I'm thinking of is it was a German ship.
You got it. Yeah.
Yes.
Wilhelm,
it was
the
horrible.
SS Wilhelm. Oh, I know. And they were fleeing horror.
Yes.
The pillaging and rape that I guess they most of them, about 7,000 Germans, were packed into a ship because they were fleeing from the Reds in East Prussia, where they had, they raped, they pillaged. I couldn't read. I had to take breaks when I was reading this article. And then they sunk. They were shot down by a Soviet submarine. I think 1,000 were saved, but the rest, about 7,000, died.
Right.
And then there were two other. Oh, go ahead.
And, of course, the Soviets were very close to they were the Jews of that time.
Oh, you bet. You bet. In fact, they mentioned.
Because that was, during the First World War.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, that was pretty amazing. And two other, a hospital ship and then another rescue ship were torpedoed by the same sub. But you knew about that. I thought you would. But that is just an example of the media, lack of media. You know, the Titanic. And how many millions, billions were spent on that film? Probably millions. Pardon my ignorance.
Oh, sure.
And nothing about this. And it was truly, truly tragic. there was another, let's see, oh, do you happen, either of you happen to know the title for the Barbara Lerner Spector YouTube? I know the one that I saw and I thought I downloaded, excuse me, was by David Duke?
No, this was one, I don't think it was a David Duke production, but it just said Barbara Spector in Sweden. And then I just got the message that the video is no longer available. But okay. That's the one that I saw. But I didn't, you know, hopefully Dr. Duke did preserve that and incorporate it into one of his videos.
Well, I'm trying to search my external drive.
Well, if you go to YouTube, at least I did, unless they took that down just recently, I linked to, it was like a minute, 6-second clip. If you write in the, if you go to YouTube and then you write in Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, Lerner, L-E-R-N-E-R, and then Spector, S-P-E-C-T-R-E. If you put that as a search term, I think it's like the second video down. It's like a minute, 6 seconds.
Oh, good.
It's not the original one that, I think Dr. Duke, like you said, he has, actually, if you go to his website and you type in that name, I think he does a, touches on it a little bit, and he's got a copy of the video on his website, but it's part of his narration.
Both ways. So. I'll try both ways. And also something that I am kind of unfamiliar with, and, oh, you know, maybe I shouldn't even ask, but Mark Glenn and Mark Dankoff have been covering this recently. And it's on the unlisting of MEK, M-E-K, which is a terrorist. Okay, so maybe I doubt you'll have time. It's kind of off topic, but you do know about that. I'll definitely check your new article. Great conversation.
The Mujahideen Cult is a terrorist organization listed by the United States government as a terrorist organization. And we have politicians here in the United States who want this organization to be at the forefront of bringing down the Ahmadinejad government. And if they delist these people, they can come here in the United States. And you can imagine all
they already were.
working with complete abandon here in the United States. And of course, anyone who's arrested, they will say they're of Iranian descent, and they won't link them to the MEK. They'll instead link them to the Ahmadinejad regime.
How disgusting!
If we send some money to some Palestinian relief organization that we have absolutely no clue has any connection to Hamas, but the United States government can link it in some way, and we're just trying to get some crayons and coloring books and some cookies out to some kids. We can go to jail for 20, 30 years. But we have these, politicians in Washington, D.C. who are giving aid and comfort, material support to this terrorist organization, and nothing happens. We get a lot of
Howard Dean. I thought he was anti-war.
Rudy Giuliani.
Goodness. Anyway, I'm glad you know about that. Have you written about it yet, or?
As a matter of fact, like you say, Mark Lennon, Mark Dankoff have been doing a couple shows on that series.
I caught half of the first one. Very interesting.
Antiwar.com, I think you find some pretty good articles there if you go to antiwar.com and then just MEK, and you'll probably find a lot of articles from some really good authors there who have some insight on that.
Oh, I'm glad. He mentioned antiwar.com. I can't remember the author's name, but I'll do that. Thank you both so much.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. And I'm sorry, I said that ship was in World War I, but it's actually in World War II. It was a Wilhelm Gustloff.
Well, you know, speaking of films and historical events, here we have the 1967 attack on the USS Liberty. And just as an aside here, if I have time, I think I'll write an open letter to Mel Gibson and say, listen, pal, your career in Hollywood is no longer, you have no career in Hollywood. Why don't you move to Russia or Iran and use their film money and make some really good movies, get your career back on path? and yeah, write about these things that won't come out of Hollywood. But,
all righty. We do have a commercial. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back, and we do have some other callers. Why don't we take Arthur in Georgia? Arthur, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, madam and sir.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad. You were talking about something right there at the beginning of the program, and we're talking about basically for lack of a better word, you were talking about demographics. So let's talk numbers. And numbers do not lie. I don't care who you are or how hard you try, numbers do not lie. It's a known fact that in order to sustain any culture beyond 25 years, the fertility rate must be maintained at 2.11% per family or better. No culture has ever recovered from a 1.9 or below, and if you hit 1.3, it's absolutely impossible to reverse this because it would take 80 to 100 years in order to correct the problem. Now, we're talking about culture, not ethnicity. We're talking about culture here. Now, just before we get to the United States, let's look at some other countries. France, 1.8. England, 1.6. Greece, 1.3. Germany, 1.3. Italy, 1.2. Spain, 1.1. We're talking about, in the European Union, 31 countries, an average of 1.38. Now, in France, for example, you got 1.8. Now, that's the what would be considered French people. But Muslims, their fertility rate in France is 8.1 per family. One-third of their population are 20 years and under. That's Muslims. That's one-third of the French population. In Canada, 1.6. Now, they had a 2.11 in order to, that's well below the 2.11 in order to sustain. In 2001 to 2006, Canada's population increased by 1.6 million. The problem was 1.2 million of that was immigration, and guess what their ethnicity was? Now, let's look at the United States. We have currently a fertility rate of 2.11, which is the bare minimum to sustain the culture. But the problem is that with that is only 1.6 of that is actual Americans. The rest of it is Latinos and immigrants. In the 1970s, there were 100,000 Muslims in the United States. In 2008, there are 9 million plus. How do we sustain a culture this way? This is what illegal immigration does to every single country. The numbers don't lie, folks. The numbers don't lie. If we're going to save our country, we got to lock down on the immigration problem, and we got to start making babies. Because if we hit 1.9, no culture has ever recovered from that. And if we hit 1.3, we're history. Anyway, guys, I'm out. I listen to your response out there.
Thank you very much, Arthur. You know, when you factor in the 55 million lost in abortion since 1973, I mean, this is a very serious issue here. And he's absolutely right. And you speak to the population and the babies that the Hispanic, you know, they have more children than just one or two.
Well, yeah, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that a lot of these Hispanics, especially the ones who are coming further south, don't speak English. So they're not really listening to a lot of this propaganda, this multiculturalism. And a lot of them have strong Catholic roots. They don't believe in abortion and contraception. They believe in strong family units. And this is one thing that I try to warn in kind of an oblique way in my article, that these alliances, that these Hispanic communities, these Hispanic groups are making with the Jews will ultimately destroy that ethic that they have. They will introduce them to abortion, prostitution, all sorts, basically just Western secularism, which is the religion of the Gentiles as far as the Jews are concerned. So, yeah, and that's what I'm trying to say is that, you know, even though there are projections that the Hispanic population is just going to skyrocket, I see so many efforts being made by Jews to get infiltrated into these organizations to curtail the growth of the Hispanic population, actually to use it as a demographic weapon against the predominant white culture right now, but eventually curtailing it because they don't want it to get out of hand. Hispanics have a pretty strong, stubborn will, and I think, there was a survey that was done by a Jewish organization called the Foundation for Ethics, it's FFEU, but anyway, it's a Jewish organization. They were up in arms that 50% of the Hispanic population consider U.S. to be too supportive of the state of Israel. And this rabbi, Mark Shearer, was all up in arms about this. We need to really reach out to these people and show them that, support of Israel is in their best interest and all sorts of things. So, yeah, maybe I went a little too far off field of what we were talking about there, but what do you think about that?
Well, I mean, they have really infiltrated a lot of organizations, including the NAACP. They are the ones that initially funded that organization, and they did it with the intention of controlling the black population in this country. And this was as early as 1909, 1910. And basically, they have not had a black president of that organization until very late. Oh, right. We have to take a break. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Keith Johnson. His website is revoltofthepleb.wordpress.com. And we were talking about the NAACP and also when you think about the abortion, the women's movement of the 60s, which led to the Supreme Court's decision to on abortion in 1973, it was a certain ethnic group behind that, Gloria Steinem and Betty Friedan were both Jewish, as was Asbug. Bella, it's not in front of me.
Spit it out.
Her first name is Bella. But Asbug or Abzug or something like that. Mm-hmm. She was in Congress. And basically those three plus a few more people really promoted it, and one of their main things, one of their main issues was abortion, and so they got the lawyers, a couple of lawyers down in Texas, who were involved in their group, and they're the ones that really promoted it and pushed it, and now you have 55 million people who are not here.
Yeah,
and that certainly did impact the culture tremendously.
Yes, and if abortion has served as a instrument to facilitate a black genocide here in the United States as well.
Right.
And you were talking about the NAACP. There's an organization which is kind of evolving into the same kind of organization for Hispanics, the National Council of La Raza. And a lot
yes.
of people get this organization confused with the Nation of Aztlan, which is a militant organization. Jews have pretty much stayed away from the Nation of Aztlan. As a matter of fact, if you go to the ADL website or SPLC, they'll list it as a terrorist organization, have a lot of things bad to say about them because they support the Palestinian movement. They speak out a lot against Zionism and Jewish control, so they've become enemies of the Jews. But the National Council of La Raza is more of a mainline organization. They're, you know, allegedly, you hear if you listen to Fox News or WorldNet Daily, they'll come out saying that they're just a left-wing organization that supports, you know, massive, you know, immigration into the United States and, taking over the Southwest as a new state called Aztlan. But they're really not as militant as people portray them to be. And for that reason, and they don't come out, you know, they don't identify with the Palestinian movement at all. They don't come about. They're big supporters of Israel. As a matter of fact, Sonia Sotomayor has been connected with this organization for many years. And as if anybody doesn't know who she is, she's a Supreme Court justice. She's an avid supporter of Israel. She's visited the Zionist state many times, and she's one of two who have real high positions in the Obama administration, the other being Cecilia Muniz, who was the vice president for the Office of Research, Advocacy, and Legislation for the National Council of La Raza, and she served 3 years in the White House. And just recently in January, Obama appointed her as his top domestic policy official. And they don't promote wide open borders. As a matter of fact, they do promote some kind of border security. But the Jews are all over this organization. They regularly sponsor trips to Latino organizations through the National Council of La Raza and with the American Jewish Committee's Project Interchange. And they've been doing this since the early 90s, sending people on trips to Israel to give them indoctrination on, well, you know, the kinds of views that they're supposed to have and present
sure.
to, you know,
well,
to their people.
If,
so,
if you're going to send congressmen to Israel, you might as well, send a few other people over there to get indoctrinated and brainwashed. We do have some callers. Why don't we take a call? Let's take Dia in Florida. Dia, welcome to the program.
Hey, Deanna. I'm actually from those western suburbs of Chicago, so I'm pretty familiar with Naperville and Lyle and Westmont, Downers Grove, all those areas. But anyways, the person, the previous caller, you guys were looking for that one YouTube video with Barbara Spector. Now, right offhand, I don't know what it's called. Somebody uploaded it, and they changed the name of the video. If you go to YouTube and you just type in white genocide, that's my video. And in about the first 30 seconds of white genocide, I have a little link on there, and it'll take you right to Barbara Spector, the whole video in its entirety.
Oh, bless you.
And it's actually not been taken down yet because the person that uploaded it changed the name of it. But, that they are attacking that video. It's been taken down. It's been removed countless times because they obviously don't want people to wise up to the people that are actually behind the immigration policy. And as far as white people, I don't really understand how more white people are not a little bit more outraged at the fact that we are not allowed to organize into our own racial cohesive groups and have our own organizations that will represent our interests, our racial group interests in this country. We are constantly being discriminated against because affirmative action is government-sponsored racism against us. We are the victims of nearly, if not more than half of all racially motivated hate crimes black-on-white crimes. And whenever this does occur, the media doesn't even talk about it. All we hear about is Trayvon Martin. And, you know, and then they try to make it out like George Zimmerman was a white guy, when in fact he's a Hispanic slash Jew, for that matter. His father is a retired Jewish judge. And, you know, and then we have the Oklahoma shooter is a Cherokee Indian, and the media is real quick to say he's white because they want to stir up racial hatred with blacks attacking white people. But whites don't have any of their own civil rights groups. They don't have any organizations that will represent them whatsoever. And if they do try to have any kind of organization, they are quickly infiltrated by Jewish interests and subverted, and then they commit all kinds of false flags and try to say that they're, you know, Nazis and KKK and everything else. And in the meantime, white people aren't even noticing that a lot of these new jobs are not going to white people. They're being, you know, openly discriminated against, and our birth rates continue to plummet. So I don't know what white America thinks will happen when we are the minority, because, you know, if you want to look at a model, look at South Africa, how the white people are being treated there, because the way the policies are right now, you know, Eric Holder has openly said that he is not going to prosecute black-on-white crime. And if a white person even accidentally hurts a black person, it's automatically a hate crime, 10 years in jail, you know. So anyway, I just wanted to call in and give you that information about that Barbara Spector video. And Keith Johnson, you do really good work. I'm a big fan of yours, and Mark Glenn and Mike Piper, of course. So just keep up the good work.
Before you go, let me impart a story upon you here. Back when it was in my early 20s, I walked into the San Pedro substation of the Los Angeles Police Department to fill out an interest card to become a police officer. And I received a letter in the mail that said, literally, and I have the record, "I'm sorry, right now we're not hiring white people." Now, I don't know many ethnic groups that can say, whether it be black or Hispanic or Asian, that ever received a letter in the mail saying, "I'm sorry, we can't hire you right now because you're black. We can't hire you right now because you are Hispanic. We can't hire you right now because you are a woman." That doesn't happen. So I don't think, you know, when I hear of all this moaning and complaining about discrimination, you know, I think that you're right. I mean, the whites are being discriminated against. And, you know, when I see the way that the African-American community is reacting to this Trayvon Martin thing, it just makes me really sad, because they are acting just like the Jews. This victimization thing, you know, they're calling for people's heads, and it's a double standard. I mean, there was an incident here in 2007 that I don't think anybody's ever read about in Knoxville, Tennessee, where two white men, I've heard all about that. Yeah, in their 20s, were taken for 4 days. They were raped and tortured, and I won't even go into the details of this.
I know all about it. Shannon Christian and Christopher Newsom, Knoxville, Tennessee, 5 blacks tortured, brutalized, sodomized, cut the man's penis off, cut her breast off, set him on fire in front of her, never made any national media, never. Didn't even make any national coverage whatsoever. But what did we hear during the year 2007? We heard about Don Imus, his racial comment about nappy-headed hoes. That's what we heard about. Okay, it's always the media is anti-white, completely anti-white, and white Americans don't notice, and I don't even think white Americans care, because they've been so Judaized. They're too busy sitting in front of their TV. They're too busy accumulating as much materialistic crap instead of having children and being a stay-at-home mom taking care of your kids. You know, they want a career so they could have more trinkets, more iPods, more, you know, more junk, more materialistic nonsense, and that's why our birth rates are plummeting, because we've been completely Judaized as a culture. Well, there is no real white Christian culture anymore. We used to have big, large white families. You know, that's not the case anymore.
Dee, I really like you.
I consider it a form of suicide, whereas we're so selfish that we want to just live out our lives, but we really don't have the incentive or desire to procreate. because we've been so browbeaten and we've been so shamed and we've been made to feel so guilty about all of these things that we've never done. I mean, you know, I'm white and I've been accused, you know, of, you know, my ancestors participating in slavery. I'm here to tell you that my grandfather came from Sweden and my father came from Nebraska, so we didn't have anything to do with that. But, you know, we're supposed to carry this white guilt that's based upon the color of our skin. And, the curious thing about the way the media is handling this Trayvon Martin thing, you know, I think this is just proof that people like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton are in cahoots with the Zionists 100% with the Jews, because you notice that they only call to action against supposed or alleged crimes blocked by white civilians. You don't hear them coming out and making a big mess about police officers who have been involved in even more outrageous or atrocious alleged crimes against blacks, like the man who chased down a black guy on a bicycle and shot him with a taser, or the BART officer who shot Oscar Grant in the back. You know, they stay away from the police, and there's a reason for that. There's an unspoken rule, I believe, you know, that you leave the police alone or don't cause a major the riot or a major civil action against the police, because face it, the Zionists have been collaborating with the police, trying to get in with them. Look at JINSA, the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs, the ADL, the SPLC. All of these groups have been spending years trying to make alliances with the police department. So you don't see.
I'm sorry, Keith. I'm from Trayvonville. Okay, I live in this area right now. And I can tell you right now, the police department, Sanford police, had to close their doors because of protesters. They are putting bullet holes in cop cars, and there is nothing being done about these protesters. They've actually shut the city of Sanford down. I've talked to many store owners in Sanford that are going out of business because all the, you know, tens of thousands of protesters are scaring customers away. And in the meantime, there are no neo-Nazis there. That's a lie.
Right.
That's a media lie. That's not even taking place. This is just to stir up racial hatred once again. And as far as the whole slavery issue, I got a lot to say about that, because whites were slaves in the same exact time in history as
exactly. The
blacks.
Absolutely.
As a matter of fact, the very first
Absolutely.
Slave owner in America was a black man named Anthony Johnson. And I'm sure, you know, nobody knows that because it's not taught in our anti-white history books. We're only taught constantly, continuously, repeatedly how awful, evil, and oppressive evil whitey is every day, 24/7, in the mainstream. Okay, so right there, this whole slave, poor me, poor me. You know, these slaves were like, they were personal property. If there were plantation owners that owned slaves, they took very good care of them, obviously, because they were costly. You had to feed them, clothe them, take care of them, and they in order for them to do good work for you. And they were able to worship as they pleased on Sundays. It's not like how that's portrayed, that they were just so viciously treated. And, you know, it's always, wah, 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 let's get the violins out. Oh, you know, oh, the 6 million violins. You know, everything's always about poor me, poor me, poor me. And evil whitey, you know, white man's bad. White, you know, I get so sick of this anti-white propaganda that's put out here constantly. And whites don't even see it. No, they don't even see it.
And, you know, I think that things are going to get, this year, we're going to see a lot of racial tension, quote-unquote. Towards the end of the year, if you know who this filmmaker is, Quentin Tarantino made this horrible anti-German film called Inglourious Basterds, where it shows Jews bashing in the heads of Germans with baseball bats. Well, later on this year, Mr. Tarantino, financed by his producers, the Weinstein brothers, this huge Jewish couple of brothers, producers,
right,
are going to come out with a movie called Jane Unchained, about the antebellum South and about a slave who goes on a killing rampage against white slave owners. And it's got an all-star cast with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh boy.
Yeah, all sorts of things.
Got all the lefty white guilt liberals in that one.
And guess who the man who trains this black slave to go after his whites is a German expatriate by the name of King Schultz. And I can only imagine that they're not going to portray him as a German, but rather as a German Jew.
Yeah.
You know, the hero, a German
well,
Jew.
They're not going to discuss
the Jewish role in the slave trade. They're not going to discuss any of that.
Right.
Well, that's
all righty. Well, this has been very interesting. I appreciate your call, Dia.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
Hey, you too. All righty. We're just about to go to a break. And when we come back, we'll take Rick in Arizona. And you're right. The slave trade was basically founded and funded by the Jewish population here in this country. There were as many slaves in the North as there were in the South. And, you know, we've really been lied to about a lot of things, including that. All righty, we will be right back. Stay tuned.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Keith Johnson. His website is revoltoftheplebs.wordpress.com. We've had some really excellent callers. We do have one more caller, so why don't we quickly take Rick in Arizona. Rick, welcome to the program.
Yeah, I just want to say that last caller pretty much said it all. Did she have like a website or a video on YouTube or something?
Her apparently she has a YouTube channel, White Genocide. Maybe she could email me, and then I could get back to you if you want to email me, and I'll make sure that that we get the information on her YouTube channel.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that.
Yeah.
I just want to make a comment. As far as out in the Southwest out here, white people are disappearing. Now, I was up in Las Vegas a little while back, and you go through the casinos and whatever, you don't see white people anymore. And I heard comments from other people that work in the industry that they're changing the way they operate their business as far as feeding the health. The Chinese, they bring their own food to work. Now they quit serving food. You can't find white people in the EDR, the employee dining room. So out in the Midwest, you might not see it so much, but come out to the Southwest out here, and you will see that white people are disappearing. And, as far as I can say this much, I don't think blacks have lived better than under Obamacare. I've seen more people, more black people walking around with money and expensive clothes than I ever have. So as far as them being getting a bum rap, I don't know. I don't see it.
Okay. Keith, what are your thoughts?
Talking about who getting a bum rap?
Well, I'm just saying is I think blacks are living pretty damn well under Obama.
Yeah, and, I think that as far as the polarization occurring, he comes out and he talks and he addresses this one particular incident, this Trayvon Martin incident, and says that, well, this could be my son. This, what kind of president is this? But yeah, definitely. But I think that was kind of intended. I think they want to stir up some kind of an eventual race war.
Just a thought, Rick. As far as that channel, it is called Truth is a Hate Crime. If you go to youtube.com/user/truthisahatecrime, that is her channel.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, did you have another comment?
No, not really. I'm in agreement with him. I come from Southern California, and I know it's a lot worse. I hate to use that word, but I know that there's in Arizona, New Mexico, I mean, really driving through there, he's right. You hardly see a white person at all. And the ones that do live there live in their own little segregated areas, and in Southern California, in Los Angeles, one of the largest cities in the nation, with the highest density of Mexicans, the mayor in the last 4 years has gone on 3 trips to Israel.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's
very interesting. Well, hey, Keith, thank you so much for being on the program today. I always enjoy having you on.
Well, thank you very much. We were all over the place, but we'll have to pick it up some other time in the future.
Absolutely. For sure.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you tomorrow.